Stop right there. Stop what you're doing, please. And ask yourself this question. Am I worthy of the best? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for 40 plus women, helping you put down the wine and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I got a snippet for you, and I gotta ask you that question again. Are you worthy of the best? If you hesitated, even for 1 second, there's a problem, and we gotta talk. So here's the second question. Why in the hell would you not be worthy of the best? I can answer that for you. If you hesitated, even a little bit, the answer is because somewhere, sometime in your past, in your life, you got the message that you're not good enough. Something happened, maybe more than one thing, maybe a lot of things, maybe an entire upbringing, maybe a marriage, who knows? Maybe a job, maybe a boss, doesn't matter where it came from, but somebody, somewhere, sometime, something got the message into you that you're not worthy of the best. And when I say the best, I mean the best life, the best of everything. Is there a reason why you should settle for mediocrity? For, oh, that's good enough. I'm good. That's enough for me. Don't worry about me. I'll just take this little corner over here. Don't let me get interrupted. Don't let me get in the way. I'd hate to be a bother. No, you are worthy of the best. Like the best. Think of somebody famous that you look up to. Or somebody famous that you know, whether you look up to them or not. Think of rich people. Let's talk about rich people who fly first class and live in big fancy houses. And in fact, maybe you are a rich person with a big fancy house and you still don't think you're worthy of the best. My question to each and every one of you is, why would you think you're not worthy of the best, but feel that it's perfectly fine for the next person or the other person to have the best? Now, what do I mean by the best? I mean everything. I don't mean you got to live in a mansion. I don't even mean being wealthy. I'm talking about a happy life, a clean life. In other words, a life that you feel open and satisfied with, a life you're not ashamed of. The best relationship with the person that is right for you. The best job, the best career, the best of everything, the best of whatever it is makes up your life. And by the best, I mean whatever you consider to be a good. Now, we got to be careful there because I got to ask you, if you consider just a little tiny piece of the pie good enough for you, then that's not what I'm talking about. Yes, you set the bar for what is enough or what is the best, but you first have to decide that you're worthy of the best. I meet way too, why am I talking about this? Let me slow down, back up and start over. Well, I won't start over, but listen, if you're new in Snippet Land, I just want to give you a fat, warm, juicy welcome. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I bring you snippets 4 times a week to help you live a happy, sober life, a conscious life, a successful life, in whatever way you define that. And if you're new here, I'm just so glad that you found me, because women who find the snippets, their lives change. That's the bottom line. So already you're getting the best. If you're hearing my voice, you are getting the best podcast out there for women over 40 in the sobriety space. You're hearing the voice of the best sobriety coach for women over 40 on planet Earth. So you're off to a really good start, but you deserve the best in all areas of your life. Now, I want to talk about what I just said. Gals, this is important. I just said that with full conviction, full conviction. I feel it in my heart, my gut, my soul. I know that what I offer is the absolute best that I can show up with on any given day. And I've looked around and I know that it's as good as anything out there or better. And I say that with full conviction and no shame. How can I do that? Let me put it this way. How can I do that when I was a woman who spent over 30 years feeling like I wasn't worthy being the piece of gum on the bottom of your shoe. I despised myself. I abused myself. I felt unworthy of practically everything. Anything good I ever got in my life, it felt like, oh, well, that was a fluke. I mean this very seriously. It's because of my past. Until I healed my past, I felt unworthy of, like, that was, it's easy for me to talk about this because I know exactly how people respond when they're in this mindset. That it's this response of, I don't want to put anybody out. I'll just, don't mind me. I'll just take up as little space as possible. And I don't need a big piece of the pie, the metaphorical pie or the literal pie. I'll just take the crumbs off the table. I don't want to be a bother. That was me my whole life. Despite the fact that I knew I needed for my own self, for something inside of me wanted to succeed. So I went from being a prostitute through college, through grad school, to become an English professor because I wanted a life. But even through all of that, gals, through all of that, I never felt worthy of the best and I never pushed myself forward the way I could have. There were opportunities during those years at the college, 20 years I was at the same college teaching English, where I could have stepped up and I didn't feel worthy. The day they hired me, I was in such shock, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe somebody actually hired me, to teach at their college. It was absolutely mind-blowing to me because all that I had done was come from being a prostitute. And I mean the real kind, the kind that stands on the street and all the drugs and violence and shit that goes with that. That was my life. For 13 years, I treated my body like garbage. I had absolutely no self-worth around my body. Or myself. Trust me when I tell you, anyone who does that for 13 years has a serious problem with self-worth. So I talk to you today from someone who's been there and knows. And then the day they hired me, I just thought, oh my God. And then I went into and lived in imposter syndrome for the entirety of my career until I sobered up. And even then, it lasted for a couple of years afterwards. When I got this career going, I was in such shock that I felt the whole time like an imposter. And I walked around the whole time in fear that somebody was going to find out who I really was and they were going to kick me out. I remember when I got there and feeling, oh my God, what if they find out who I am? I don't belong here. I'm not one of them. I'm not worthy. Oh my God. That's how I felt all those years. And now I turn on this microphone and I say, guess what, gals? I'm the best for you. And I mean it, and I know it. Now, how do I go from that to that? How do you get from that to that? And when I say that, I know it's not arrogance, because I know that how I run my business, how I run my coaching, how I run this show is what I call a gem business. What is a gem? I made it up. It's GEM, and it stands for someone who goes the extra mile. My business is a gem in all areas. Because I built my business on a foundation of going the extra mile in all areas and knowing that I'm showing up my absolute best for you that day and every day. How do I go from this lowly prostitute to a professor, what I always think of myself as a professor in quote unquote, because, oh my God, I wasn't really, I was just a prostitute in disguise, big imposter syndrome. How do I go from that to this? Feeling absolutely confident in my business and my ability to help you. How do you do that? Would you like me to answer that? I hope I'm going to. You start with willingness. First, you have to say, okay, maybe I'm worthy of more. Maybe I am. When I asked you the question at the beginning of this episode, are you worthy of the best? If there was a hesitation there, that's where you start. You start by getting rid of that hesitation and deciding, you know what, maybe I am. That's all it takes, is just start right there. And then from there we build. You give a little bit, you just go, okay, well, it doesn't feel quite like me, that's for sure. But maybe I could learn how to love myself enough to realize that I am worthy of the best. Listen, by the way, when you get the best, nobody else loses. There's enough for everybody. This world is overflowing with abundance. A scarcity mindset will keep you playing small and feeling unworthy the rest of your life. Trust me when I tell you, if you get the best in your life, nobody else is losing out. So just forget that idea right now. You're worthy of the best and you're not taking anything away from anybody else. So you've got to make a decision. Well, okay. Becca sounds pretty intense about this subject, and I am. All right, maybe I'll just give it some thought. Maybe I'll just think it over for the next couple of days and ask myself, am I? Could I be worthy of the best? Now, if you're one of those women out there that you already believe that, then girl, go. I'm so happy. Stay in Snippet Land because I can take you even farther. I'm talking to those of you out there, and I know there are a lot of you who do not feel you're worthy of the best. And the reason I know there are a lot of you, because I speak to you. And the reason we feel that way is, as I said at the beginning, it's partly things that have happened in our past, but it's also being perpetuated by the fact that you're drinking, and it's often secret drinking. You've got this isolation going on, and you just don't believe you're worthy of the best because of your own inner criticism. You know everything you've ever done. Nobody else does, but you do, and that's where imposter syndrome starts. Okay, gals, enough. Listen, if you want to be seen and just get started on feeling a little bit better about yourself and started on the journey of making that decision, remember I said it starts with willingness. So if you're thinking, how do I get willing? Try the Sacred Mirror. The Sacred Mirror experience, if you haven't heard, honestly, gals, I'm just having so much fun with this. I've been doing it since July 1st. It is a simple form. You answer 3 questions and share a little bit of your story with me. And I respond by turning on my mic and sending you back a voice note, reflecting back to you what I'm hearing. And if you're thinking, maybe, I could start to deserve a little bit more in my life, I can help you with that in the Sacred Mirror. Go to the show notes, tap the link, do the Sacred Mirror experience today, and start realizing that you, my dear, are worthy of the best. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.